This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. All right. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? Hey, hey. What's up? It's your boy, Joel Byers. I've missed you so much. I had to jump on here and do a special Hot Breathisode for you. But as all that being said, you know what time it is. Hot breath. Now, as you know, I'm always accepting feedback and insight from you. And in that, I like to experiment. Test things out, see what works, see what doesn't work. You know, we're a community here. We're building a network together. So I'm listening to your feedback and my wife's feedback as well. And she's become a John Mulaney fan. My wife has not been a comedy fan, but she's been a John Mulaney fan who was on Crashing. So she started watching Crashing on HBO. And she's really enjoying the grind and watching the grind of comedy and suggested to me, hey, I think people may be interested in the grind more. So actually sharing the grind. So what I'm doing in this episode today is sharing a recent road story. Very recent. And by recent, I mean this past weekend. Just my experience, what I learned, how I negotiated with the actual booker and how I even booked the gig and things like that. It was a Muslim wedding, spoiler alert. But if you're interested and you're like, hey, I could learn from this because I'm going to try to weave in some business and also some performance tips and my overall lesson learned. So it's still going to be educational and still based on just the comedian's grind and experience. So if you haven't heard the Drew Thomas episode from this week, we were in Lexington, South Carolina last week, went to a late night Waffle House spot to hit up the All-Star and talk comedy game from the road. 15-year comedy vet out there grinding on the road. Been hitting the road since about a year in. This dude drops gems. Multiple people have reached out to me saying this is their favorite episode. So definitely, if you haven't heard it, it's action-packed. Seriously, we're just chilling at Waffle House and I'm just like, so what's the deal with merch? So how do you get booked in the clubs? How did you get so much stage time? How did you get so good? How do you deal with a drunk audience? Because it was a bar called Moonshiners in Lexington, South Carolina, and it was actually a dope show. I was feeling good. I did a solid 30, 35 minutes, went very well, and then Drew went up there and showed me what comedy's all about. So at every level, we're learning. And we learned a lot from Drew this week. And in thinking of the theme, one of the big themes of what Drew talked about, I want to kind of parlay into this episode we're going to call hashtag road stories. And maybe this is something we can start to incorporate your road stories into. Hey, we're learning here. We're experimenting. But I think you'll find this experience I had at this wedding valuable and something you can apply to your own shows. So, that being said, I booked a wedding about 2 weeks ago. And this is a big theme of Drew Thomas's episode was your network and booking most of his gigs just from his network. I mean, I booked the gig with him because he referred me to the Comedy Zone and was like, hey, he's a good feature. And boom, there we are. So, and thinking of your network and how you can use it to your advantage and just, you know, just focusing on getting good and letting your network bring the opportunities in. I booked this wedding completely random. A Huntsville comic named Jonathan Craig, who we crossed paths several years ago. I don't even remember the last time we really saw each other. It was at Epic Comedy Hour in Huntsville, which is legitimately one of the best comedy shows, consistently packed, one of the best in the country. And I hadn't been there in a few years, but I remember I'd seen Jonathan there a few times when I'd gone out that way. I get a random DM, Jonathan Craig, just asking, hey, pretty much, are you interested in doing a wedding? There's a guy looking to do a wedding. And he lives in Huntsville, but Jonathan Craig is kind of the plug over there in Huntsville comedy. So definitely hit him up. And pretty much what happened He connected me with a gentleman who was looking to have a chameleon at his wedding. He told me the guy's name. So in thinking, when you're booking a show or when you're getting an opportunity like this, you can tell with my interviews, I like to prepare. I like to have well-researched interviews. Do the same when you are booking a gig, especially if you have enough time ahead of time, or if you're looking to start doing a show at a venue. Don't just pull up on the venue or DM the venue and be like, yo, I'm a comedian. What's up? Let's do a comedy show. No, research the venue. See maybe how long they've been in business. What other kind of shows are they doing? Do those shows have covers? Are they more free? Research. That is going to be your biggest competitive advantage. Research. So I got the gentleman's name and immediately Googled him. I was excited because, you know, me being married, I understand how expensive weddings can be. So I understand there can be a budget, a solid budget involved, especially with a timeline. So this was about 2 weeks out. So this was coming down to the wire for them. So I just Googled. He told me where the wedding was and the gentleman's name to reach out. So I reached out to the gentleman. We scheduled a time to talk in more depth, and pretty much, you know, I Googled the gentleman, got some context just on where he's coming from, what he's looking for in the wedding and things like that, and threw a number out there and we met in the middle. So I don't want to get into the specifics on the payment because I think that kind of distracts from the overall just value of the information that is research. When you are trying to negotiate money and you are trying to book a gig or whatnot, do a little bit of research ahead of time, especially if you have time. Do some research into who your potential client is, the potential venue. Do a little bit extra legwork so you have some context when you are talking to him. So that being said, all I knew is that I was going to be performing 15 minutes at his daughter's wedding at Chateau Alain here in North Georgia. And that's about all we knew when we talked on the phone, but I was just very cordial, very professional, very informative. Think about this too, when people are reaching out to you seeking comedy entertainment, I would venture to say about 90% of the people contacting you don't really know what specifically they're looking for. They see a comedian on TV and they're like, oh, cool, let's do that, but at our birthday party, or let's do that, but at our family reunion. Like they may not even understand, oh, do we need to have sound system there? Do we need to set it up to where the chairs are facing the comedian? Like all those little intricacies that we can take for granted in an actual comedy venue. When you're out in the quote real world, just doing these guerrilla comedy shows, these are the kind of details that you can talk to your potential client about just to show your expertise. So asking questions, okay, will there be proper lighting? Will there be a sound system or will I need to provide it? What will the specific setup be? Where will I be performing within the night? What will I be going up after? You know, because he initially wanted 30 minutes and I, out of respect for the event, I was like, you know, my professional opinion based on previous experience at performing at weddings, I think a solid 15-minute set is going to give you everything that you're looking for without dragging on the event. Because it's your daughter's event, I don't want to distract too much attention from that and the flow of the show and all that. So bring in your professional opinion. A lot of people don't even know specifically what you're looking for, so you're the expert. So act like it, talk like it, and you'll be surprised at the response you'll get from your client. So that being said, we agreed on, actually did a conference call with his wife and his daughter. His daughter actually had a little comedy background. So it was interesting that she was a comedy fan looking for comedians, and it all just kind of worked out. So long story short, we booked the gig. I was going on 10:15, he said, at the wedding. And all I knew is this was an Indian wedding. That's all I knew. And I was just excited. 15 minutes. And in preparation for this, you know, this isn't your standard comedy show. You're just not going to go up there and be like, okay, I've got my big opener, my big closer, and we're going to just do our jokes. You want to be able to tailor your shows. And that's another professional polish you can put on your performance. And when you're talking to your client, in terms of like, hey, because he looked at my clips and was like, you know, I like your college material. You could definitely do that. And I was like, yes, of course. I know your daughter just graduated. I also have a lot of marriage material. It'll all be relatable, and I'll make it about more the event and just weave my jokes in. So that's another little professional polish. You can kind of put the client at ease that I know what I'm doing here. I am happy to bring some comedy to your event and exceed expectations. So all that being said, we get to the venue, you know, in my suit. I'm still looking for a suit sponsor. So any suit sponsors out there, holla at your boy. But still looking, got my suit on, heading to the wedding. It's about 500 people. yeah. Which he did actually mention on the phone. There's going to be about 500 people. 500 people, a completely dry wedding. It was an Indian Muslim wedding. It was a good vibe in there. I show up a little, you know, early, of course, to ease the client's mind as well. And also just to be professional and early and prepared. So I got there early, and he introduced me to the DJ, and then I sat down at a table with cousins. Apparently, it was the cousins, and they were actually super nice and super, super supportive. And they're like, "Oh, you're the comedians!" Like, "Oh, we're so excited for you!" And they're like, "They're gonna be our favorite part." So that helped. That people were actually excited about comedy, because I did a surprise roast for a gentleman in Canton, Georgia, one year, or his wife, he was turning 40, and his wife wanted to surprise him with a roast. So I ended up doing a surprise roast for a guy's 40th birthday in his garage. Luckily, I was well prepared and it went well, but it could have gone either way. So this one, people were excited about the comedian, so that all helped. So just not to brag, but my name was on the, and I'm showing this on the video because I will post this to our Hot Breath Comedy Network Facebook group, but I am actually on the video following video presentation by the friends. I'm in between video presentation by the friends and ritual on stage by the bride's family. So game time. They're doing the video of the friends. The friends made a funny video. The gentleman comes up to me. He says, "All right, you're up next." Made me feel like I was in a comedy club all of a sudden. He's like, "You're up next." I was like, "All right, this guy knows what's up." So they had an MC, a family member who was MCing the event, which, sidebar, I did actually offer to MC the event as well. So think about what your client is wanting, and if they're just wanting like you to help create a fun environment, maybe you can parlay a hosting gig instead of just doing stand-up. Maybe you can be part of the entire event, maybe get a little bit more of a rate that way. He had a family member already doing it, so it's all good, but that, just keep in mind how you can, you know, build on your, what would that be, portfolio perhaps? I don't know. I just tried to sound smart there, but it is a true side note. So anyway, I got introduced. He said, "All right," which my favorite part of ever getting introduced is when they say your name first and then your bio. But so he was like, "All right, up next we have Joel Byers. He's a comedian. He like did my whole bio, host a Hot Breath, and I teach workshops and comedy classes." He like did the whole thing. It was very well thought out introduction. And then he said, "All right, so let's hope he makes us cry in a good way." And that was it. And then he was like, "All right, Joel Byers." He said my name again. So I go up there to a very polite applause. So it's me standing in the middle of a dance floor. There's like three cameras on me. I need to get this footage as well, actually. That would be funny. Three cameras on me, a wireless mic, two long tables to the side of the dance floor, and then circular tables surrounding that in this big ballroom. Very well lit, very elegant, very extravagant, beautiful wedding. And immediately, I there's a guy at one of the long tables. Apparently, it turns out to be her uncle who's filming me and heckling me at the same time, like immediately. So I just bounce off of him and then try to go back into material. He keeps talking. I just bounce off him again in a playful way. I'm by no means shutting him down. In events like this, you're going to find like the unorthodox events that, and I got to recommend an amazing YouTube video. It's Ronnie Jordan, fellow Hot Brethren here, legitimately, and I'm not exaggerating, one of my favorite comedians alive. Not just one that started here in Georgia, but like he is one of the funniest people on the planet, without a doubt. He's been one of my favorites, and he continues to grow. And he has this amazing, there's a video online. It's called, you can search on YouTube, Ronnie Jordan Private Comedy Show at Rod Williams Home. He's at a birthday party on a patio, killing doing comedy. So this is a masterclass if you watch Ronnie. And this is, I've learned from watching this video. It's about 15 minutes long, worth every second. And I'll actually link it in the show notes to make it easier for you, because he is a comedian. If you have not heard of him, he's undefeated in my opinion. So that being said, what he would do and what I ended up doing in here was like bouncing off people at the event and then weaving in material and then bouncing off people and then weaving in material on that. So I would make fun of this guy and then they'll be like, oh, we all have those family members. After I did some crowd work with them and everything, and I could be like, oh, we all have all those family members, and I can go into material about my family. And it just happens that, you know, every now and then someone may say something and I just grab onto it. I found a ring on the floor at one point. I played off that a little bit. A lady said it was hers, so I played off how she's across the room but couldn't. So, but she says it's hers, but she can't even see it. Like, those kind of events, and the Ronnie Jordan one specifically as well, that you'll see, a big technique is to just be in the moment, react to what you're seeing, what the environment is, what kind of feedback you're getting from the environment, react to them, and then just weave in material. Just, you know, I have a lot of marriage material. I have kids material. So I was able to kind of talk about the wedding, weave it into my wedding. There were kids at the wedding. There was a kid who ran in the middle of the dance floor while I'm in there. I riff off that, then bring up my jokes about kids. So it's all about just being in the moment as much as possible. And I would challenge you and encourage you to seek out these kind of gigs, because you learn so much as a comedian. Because, you know, we're comedians, you know, we're a Swiss Army knife. You know, you gotta have a little improv. You gotta have some joke writing. You're also the editor, and you're the director, and you're the actor, and, you know, you're your own manager, and like you're everything. And these kind of shows force you to pull on all of your skill sets at once. So I highly recommend you getting and experimenting with some of these unorthodox shows whenever and however you can. Even like if the pay isn't that great, just the experience is super valuable. The set went great. You know, I ended up doing about 20 minutes because it just kind of rolled, and I was looking at him, and the gentleman who hired me seemed to be having a good time. And he had told me at the beginning that, you know, he's like, you know, 15 minimum. So just have fun with it. So he seemed open and people were rolling. And what's interesting about the event is my biggest laughs were the improv in the moment stuff. My actual material was more, they were like more polite laughs. You know, it was more just, oh, it's funny because of how he said it or whatnot, as opposed to like, oh, look, he reacted. Wow, so unexpected. It's like, so the improv got bigger laughs, which is to be expected in that kind of environment. But it was a great show. I, at the end of it, I was sure to just let people know who I was, how they can get in contact with me. I brought business cards to connect with people. I even connected with a gentleman after who I may be doing his son's wedding next year. You just never know. We have each other's information. We'll stay in touch. But the number one lesson, I also connected with the DJ afterwards and like, hey, if you ever want to team up and, you know, have me host an event while you DJ, you know, and I talked to the cameraman and the videographer and several family members, and everybody was just, it was all just positive. And whenever you go to a show or an event it's a big commitment, not only just time-wise, but you just resources, and really make the most of it by connecting with as many people as possible. So this one, I connected with new people, building up the network. And the number one lesson I have from this event is to just have fun. When you're on stage, wherever you are, whoever's there, remember to have fun. If you're having fun, it will translate to the audience. Have fun. It's like an energy transfer, as I just had a mini belch transfer there. But that's the number one lesson from this entire experience. Just have fun with whatever it is you're doing, okay? And another note, be sure to thank whoever booked you. Be sure to thank the bride and groom very sincerely. Also, the gentleman who booked me, Jonathan Craig, I was sure to message him. Hey, buddy, thanks for the gig. It went great. I really appreciate and look forward to returning the favor to you someday. Just a simple thank you goes a long way. Showing appreciation for your fellow comedians. Comedians? I don't know. But remember, just have fun out there. Whatever the gig is, just have fun with it. This is comedy. It can be easier said than done, and that some days you're feeling it more than others. But this was like 10:15 at night on a Saturday. I drove an hour to get there. Been sitting around a little bit. But hey, there's nothing better on the planet. And if you can tell yourself that, to just be grateful for wherever you are. And I think the Drew Thomas episode this week really drives home of just being grateful for where you are and looking at the stages of your career. You know, he talked about comedy costs you, and then you'll hit the phase where you're breaking even, and then you'll start to the phase where you're making money. It's all a process. But just know and appreciate that you even get to be a part of the process. So I'm so grateful for that experience, and it just reinforced to just have fun. That's what the audience connects with when you're having fun, being you. So I really hope you enjoyed this. You know, I'm trying to just keep building the content here, seeing what you like, what you don't like, what you appreciate. I absolutely love your feedback. I had an awesome conversation with Hot Brother and Ronnie Myers. He called me up like, yo, that Drew Thomas interview. And then, you know what? I ended up actually recording it. So maybe I'll drop that on Friday, actually, now that I think about it. I did end up recording that one. Everything's content now. So I want to connect with you. I want to do a Q&A episode, or I want to figure out, I hear a lot of podcasts doing phone. They'll like have audio of their listeners asking questions. I really want to do that, but I need to figure out how. I think there's a Google phone number or something. But all that being said, my wife just got home. So we're going to get out of here and get her taken care of. But I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I hope you found this valuable and educational. My dog's going crazy. But hey, keep grinding out there, kids. All right, holla at your boy. You know where I'm at. JoelByersComedy.com, HotBreathPodcast.com, all social media. If you're listening to this, you know what time it is. Keep grinding out there, kids. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.